I am Bill Courtwright with Living Right with Bill Courtwright, and this is the Stress Mastery Podcast, where we take you from the science to the spirituality of stress mastery.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode here at the Stress Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Mittelstad. This week's episode of the Stress Mastery Podcast, a weekend edition, is going to focus on the topic of obstacles. On today's episode, I'm going to be talking about the perception of obstacles. The universe does not put obstacles in our path just to make life difficult. In fact, we attract them to ourselves via our thoughts and beliefs. Now, you might ask why anyone would choose to put an obstacle in their own way. But if we are aware that life's really just an illusion of our own creation, and that there is always a balance of yin-yang in order to live in harmony with the universe, we can see that obstacles are a necessary function of growth. When we focus on the obstacle, we are blind to the way around it. Shift your focus ever so slightly, and the clear path reveals itself. As the Tao Te Ching might suggest to us, be like the wind and flow like the water. But we are programmed to fight with everything that blocks our path. Every obstacle offers us a chance to learn a valuable lesson. We can resist it, fight it, try to remove it, or we can just see it for what it is and be in the flow of life and go around it. Obstacles are not an obstruction or impediment to our growth. They are actually a means to achieve growth. As the famous Stoic Marcus Aurelius put it nearly 2,000 years ago, the impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way. The paradox of life is such that is our lack of awareness creates awareness, the yin-yang balance, where non-existence creates existence. How many times have you encountered some kind of obstacle in life and allowed it to trigger you, where you were then so focused on the obstacle itself that it becomes your reality? You then feel stuck or trapped, blaming the obstacle and dwelling on it or complaining about it. And so you become so attached to it, you might as well be carrying it on your back. Yet, if you're aware, you'll plainly see that all you need to do is open your mind to the bigger picture, for your focus shifts to the wider view, thus seeing all the open space around the obstacle itself. Going back to the Tao's analogy of a river, if we see ourselves as water flowing like a river, in awareness we can be in this flow. When an obstacle is put in the path of a river, for example, a dam that is built, the river continues to flow, and it will either rise and overflow the dam, or it will flow around it. It doesn't just stop and complain about the dam. Water always takes the path of least resistance. It doesn't try to resist the obstacle, it just goes with its own flow. And so we can be like the river. And when an obstacle is placed in our path, in awareness, we can stop trying to resist it and instead rise above it or flow around it. Like everything else about this illusion of reality, obstacles are nothing but our perceptions about them. To be more specific, the impediment to our growth is not the obstacle itself, but what we perceive it to be. We think it is real because it's manifested itself into our reality. But the more energy we put into it, the bigger and stronger it becomes to us. We attach ourselves to it by dwelling on it, complaining about it, and resisting it. But like a large rock in a river, it does not budge. Why would it? The more concentrated focus you put on it, the more it needs to belong there. It is only there for you to acknowledge it, understand why it's there, and then let it go and move on. But most will not do this. They will continue to cling to it even while they could have moved on from it a long time ago. Look at any life category and see what obstacles have been placed in your path. Ask yourself what the reason is for it being put there. One might think that having to work at an unfulfilling job to pay bills as an obstacle to advancing your career. But if we would actively be working towards a career that we know will fulfill our purpose, we might realize that that unfulfilling job is what allows us to, for example, go back to college or save some money towards opening our own business that will fulfill us in a new career. We could think of bills as an obstacle in our finances, but we could also see them as a means of exchanging abundance with another. So instead of thinking of them as obstacles, we could use them to create a shift in our awareness about wealth. If we are exercising regularly and we become injured, preventing us from doing it, we could view the injury as an obstacle. Or we can see it as perhaps the universe's way of telling us to slow down a bit for our own well-being. Kind of a message telling us, well, if you're not going to rest, I'll force you to. When it comes to our relationships, we meet many obstacles because not only do we have our own to deal with, we then must also deal with others. And we project these obstacles onto each other. Of course, we can learn empathy and work on our own personal growth, thereby negating the need for expectations of others to remove these obstacles for us. When we deal with our own, our relationships also present fewer obstacles to us. No problem or obstacle is ever given to us without a greater purpose in mind, even though we may not realize it in the moment. As Marcus Aurelius stated, the impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way. Our actions are dictated by obstacles. It is only our perception, our judgment of them, that defines them as such. How can one make a choice about anything if one is not given the opportunity to choose? Without some kind of obstacle, choice is unnecessary. It appears that the size of any obstacle is equally proportionate to the task given to us. No obstacle is insurmountable. It's simply a matter of altering our course by making a decision, being flexible to change it as needed, and just keep living in the flow of life. Without obstacles, life would have no meaning. Obstacles are conflicts. Without them, we will seek no resolution. Without conflict and the resolution of it, our life is devoid of context. That which causes unhappiness, once resolved, brings us happiness. We only know the meaning of happiness because we suffered unhappiness. This is the necessary duality of life. We would never learn how to deal with life if there was never anything to deal with. We would lack meaning, purpose, and even joy itself if there wasn't some obstacle to overcome to put it all into context. Life itself would be dull without it. Embrace obstacles. They exist for us to express our purpose. What purpose would we have if no one needed us to fulfill it? I'm an inspire purpose. What need would I have to inspire others if they were not faced with obstacles that left them uninspired? For those with a growth purpose, what need would we have for that purpose if others didn't encounter obstacles that prevented them from growing? Of all the obstacles we face in life, there is no greater obstacle to our personal and spiritual growth than our programming. In fact, our programming is what set our belief in obstacles in the first place. We were born as limitless beings. We were taught our limitations, these obstacles we were going to face, and then programmed how to deal with them. Again, out of these faulty beliefs. We were taught that the world is a bad place full of bad people, and we had to learn to deal with them by lowering our energy to their level instead of helping to raise theirs. Our limited and faulty religious beliefs programmed us to believe we were born sinners, guilt-tripping us into remaining stuck in the cage of fear. We were fed our history, not based in fact, but on the bias of our educational systems. We were taught that the only thing that is real in our current physical evidence and everything else is fantasy or denial of how things are. We were taught that anything outside the tribe's view of the world was wrong, and any exploration outside those views was wrong as well. Every single obstacle in our path, from the moment we're born until our dying day, comes from our programming. This is not reality, but falsehoods based in fear to keep us locked in our cages. So all of this is really just an illusion. While I continue to come across obstacles in my life, as they continue for all of us throughout our lifetime, I more easily deal with them now as I continue to grow personally and spiritually, because I am seeing the illusion with greater clarity as I grow. Call it good fortune or luck, but I became awakened and aware of my programming very early on in life. I've been living in my imagination, my creation mind, for as long as I can remember. And because of this, I rejected much of my programming, even as it was being forced upon me. I grew up feeling cursed with my imagination and a thirst for knowledge and understanding that made it very difficult for me to fit into my tribes. This presented obstacles in my life that differed from the obstacles most of my peers experienced. I vividly recall conversations with my teachers and the ministers of our church, even in my childhood. I was asking questions that were philosophical in nature. I was questioning my existence while my friends were questioning what to do after school. The obstacles I've faced in my youth made for a very difficult childhood. I spent a lot of my time through grade school sitting in the principal's office. Not for fighting with classmates or causing any trouble with them. No, I was in there because I questioned authority that attempted to program me with ideas I rejected. If there is one story in the Bible that resonated with me more than any other, it was the one of Jesus' life as a child, being found in the temple courts, totally absorbed in listening to the teachers and asking them questions. I related to Jesus in this story, being a child myself, absorbed in learning about the meaning of life and engaging in conversations with my teachers and ministers in search of the truth, many of whom could not answer my questions to my satisfaction. I knew early on that this programming we received was not the entire truth about life. There were just too many holes in the programming for me to believe in it. If the adults who were programming me didn't have a clue why should I continue to trust them to give me the answer? So I set out to find it for myself. And I'm still doing so to this day. I continue to pull back the curtain and reveal Oz, or the tribe, for what it is. I know the depth of our programming because understanding it has literally been a lifelong pursuit. I'm saddened to see so many living unconsciously, completely unaware of it. I witness it in my own life, even as I experience it with others. Everything begins in awareness. I do not have the answers. You do. You already have the answer to every question you could ask within you. You cannot find the answers in anything or anyone external from you. There are only two reasons for not finding an answer. You are either not ready for the answer because the programming has closed your mind to it, or you're not asking the right questions. Again, out of the faulty programming that teaches us what to believe, and we mostly will not question those beliefs. But we can't ask the right questions without awareness. Many struggle with the obstacles in their life, not because they aren't trying. They struggle because they look to the external as the source of it. Because they see their problems as external, they also look for answers in the external as well. But the answers lie within. They always have and always will. In short, the only real obstacle is ourself. That's it for today's show. Our mission here is to create a shift in the planet. You can join us on this mission by simply clicking like, share, and subscribe. The links are right below the show notes. As always, until next time, stay connected.